Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
The
have been so many
things that held us down. We're going to play the second hour. But now
it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Great to have you back. If you missed the first hour, well, what can I say? You'll have to go to our website and listen to the show. By the way, on our website, you can listen to any show that you missed over the last 5 years. That's right. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget, if you go on our website, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you just turn the dial in your car, want to know what this is all about? Well, this is a show that's, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show is for you, the sighted, and for you, the blind. We hope we can entertain you. Hope we can inform you. Hope we can teach you something. Hope we can just have fun on the show. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in if you'd like to, we'd love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And by the way, I hope you have AARP. 38 million people in this country have AARP. Great organization. It's not political. It's a organization that fights for us folks that are senior citizens. If you're over 50, you got to get it. It's very inexpensive. It's like $12 or $13 a year. And let's put it this way. If you're going to use card, which I hope you can do it, you ever go to a restaurant again, ever, you get deductions with restaurants, you get deductions with a lot of places, hotels, car, a lot of places giving discounts.
Michael?
But anyway, what?
Sheila had one final point in reference to the voting, and then we'll go through the other trivia.
Sheila? Sheila Young, are you there?
The screen of this.
Are you there, Sheila Young?
I happen to be here, I think.
Okay, well, Sheila Young is here. Lynn Golder, our other co-host, is here. We've got everybody here. I'm glad. Are you there, folks? It's time for Sheila Young, otherwise known as Sheila Old. Sheila Young, are you there?
Oh. Yeah. I wanted to say one final thing. The Florida Council of the Blind is going to have a Zoom meeting Saturday at 11 for anyone that would like to ask any questions. If you have any print disability, any voting disability, any questions about the whole issue, you can ask, and I will send you the invite. And you can go to fcb.org and look under the officers. And my email is right there as president of fcb.org. And I'll be happy to send you the invite because we are having an open call Saturday just to answer anybody's concerns and questions. And it's not a controversial call. It is just informational. So thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, Sheila Young. Folks, before we go to Trippy, I just want to say one thing. You people listening, wherever you are in this country or Canada, if you have anything that you want to say about your organization, anything that you're having, write to us. Call us. Let us know what you're having. This show is for you. We have a lot of folks listening all over the country, whether you are in Walla Walla, Washington, whether you're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wherever you are in Massachusetts, wherever you are in this country, call us. You can call our radio show 407-894-1680, or you can write to us. You can write to us at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you ever want to say anything to me, whether it's good or bad, what can I say? I hope it's good. If you want to say something, what are you saying now?
Did we have a call?
Didn't say anything.
No,
we have. She's telling me I have a call. She wants to interrupt my thoughts.
Okay,
we have a call on the line.
And Kristen and I, we cleared up the mystery where Nassau County is. It's the northeast side of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Okay,
Kristen. Who's on the line?
All right. Tracy from Clearwater or Claremont? What's your deal here?
Tracy? From where are you from, Tracy?
Constant Tracy from Claremont.
Claremont. Where?
It says Constance Tracy from Clearwater, Claremont.
Constance from Clearwater. Is that am I saying it right?
No, Claremont.
I said Claremont. I said Constance from Claremont.
Right, from Claremont.
I said Claremont.
Hush, Michael. Let Chris talk.
No,
I said,
are you there?
Claremont, you say whatever you want to say. Constance, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Michael?
That's Michael here.
Hi, I'm calling. Hello?
Yes, yes, darling. I hear you. I hear you, darling. You can talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm just calling in your defense of that young lady who wanted you to be so blatant when you spoke about what you went through when you were at a hospital. You did the right thing.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that you did the right thing. You know, you couldn't, you're on the air and you're giving us a little synopsis of what happened to you. And what you said was the right thing for you to do. You couldn't just, because some people take things, negative way.
Wrong way.
So
right.
The way that
and I was trying to say was fine. I was trying to be etiquette. Yes, I was trying to be nice and etiquette. I just want to explain
of
to
course.
People a couple of things that I learned and what I went through so they wouldn't go through the same thing that I did.
Yeah, that was a decent thing for you to do. You know, that was decent. So don't worry about them. You did the right thing because had you blasted out whatever, the organ, then you would maybe get a letter from your producer
correct.
Or somebody like that. So what you did was the right thing.
SEC, yes.
Very gentlemanlike, yes. Okay,
well, thank
so you,
you
have
so
a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
I just had to call in your defense.
Thank you, thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome.
All right, I got my first trivia. It's not about music.
Wait a minute.
Here's my trivia question. It's not about music. We'll have another trivia. Here's my trivia question to everybody. No, not for you, Constance. You can hang up now, Constance. Thank you for calling
in.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Here's
bye
my
now.
Trivia question.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to see if anybody was listening. I told everyone, all the men, what to ask for. So now, the woman can say it too if they have a husband or boyfriend or whatever, or a son. But anybody, do you know the word I said, the medicine that is... that numbs the area that I asked for. I told you it's a fake.
Yeah,
it's a prize.
Oh.
It's a trivia question.
Are you not going to do the song?
I'm going to do the song next. I'm going to do the song question next. So if anybody knows the word that I use, call in and you get the prize. Okay? So if you know the word I said, it's the name of the gel that I told you. It numbs
trivia.
It.
You got to
yes.
That one and
yeah.
Then the song.
Yeah, we're going to go to the song next.
Now.
Here we go.
Our guest caller.
Right now, the next trivia song. Who is singing this song? This is the second one. Who's singing this song?
I love this.
No. Oh, that's Sheila's song. I thought it was yours. Oh, that's fine.
407-894-1680. You got two trivias back to back. A word and also who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
And a time to every purpose. Under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up,
a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away
sorrows. Okay, Chris, that's enough. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. That's enough of the song, Chris.
I was just informed we have 5 minutes to break.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. There was two trivias back-to-back. One was a question, and one was who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Okay, anybody know anything? If you know anything, you want to get some good subs at Subway, call in now. There's a $10 gift card waiting if you know something. You know anything? Now's the time to call in. Wherever you are in this country or Canada, you can call in. 407-894-1680. You know something?
I know something.
All right, do you know something? Yeah, what do you know? That you're a great nurse?
I know that if anybody needs masks, or any other PPE supplies, don't forget to go to RB, that's B as in boy, rbmedicalsupply.com, and don't forget to mention the radio show, and you get 10% off, and they have their prices are so reasonable. They're not doing any price gouging. All of the masks are made in the United States, and go to rbmedicalsupply.com and get your
That was another stupid mask. Thing. When I went to the hospital each time, I had my mask on, and they said, you can't wear a mask to come to the hospital. I said, what are you talking about? I'm coming to the hospital. I'm wearing my gloves and my mask. Oh, you can't wear your gloves. You can't wear the mask. We have to give you a mask. I said, what about my gloves? No, you're not allowed to wear gloves in the hospital.
All right. So let's go to the phone line. Let's stop in Orlando first, and we're going to talk to Sherry. Then we're going to make our way over to Sebring, Florida, to talk to Peggy. And right after that, we're going to go to Aventura, Florida, which is right before Miami, down south, right. I think that's considered 305. I don't know. I get it right sooner or later. And talk to Mike. But right now.
Yeah, we'll, and then we'll go to break because we have our guest caller waiting in the Zoom room.
Okay. So,
All right. So who's on the line?
Sherry from Orlando.
It's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hey, how are you,
Sherry?
First, I want to give you my heartfelt condolences about your puppy dog. I know how it feels.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and you guys took good care of him, and yeah, it's just sad. And then I want to commend the essential workers, the nurses, the doctors who really are out there trying, but I don't think that one was trying very hard to help you that day, and that makes me sad, too. But I don't want to guess the trivia because that isn't why I called. I know what it is, but let somebody else have a chance.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for calling. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, Sheila.
Who's the next caller?
Let's talk with the one and only Miss Peggy from Sebring, Florida. Peggy, how you doing?
Peggy.
Hello?
Hey, Peggy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Mike.
Hi.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah. I know exactly who's singing that song. I used to play it on the radio all the time. It's the booze.
This is Mike from where? Where are you from? Aventura, Florida. Okay, Mike, yep. So we're singing a song, Mike, from Aventura, Florida.
It's called it's by the Booge, Roger McGuinn and the Booge, Tune, Tune, Tune.
You are the man.
And he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
For calling in. Keep on listening. See, it pays to listen when you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It pays to listen to
anybody else on the line?
Mind and Beyond.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Mike, for being out there. Appreciate it.
Hi, Peggy. Sorry, I guess you got somebody else first.
I don't think
she's there. There's another trivia question.
Chris is not.
I'm sorry, I knew the last one, so that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yep,
you can call back on the other one. There will be another one. Chris, can we go to break?
There we go.
Okay.
We're on a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Z
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, we are. We are back. This is the hottest show on the radio, and we just want to wish you. You're still there? It's so hot. You should be listening. You should be calling in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And if you don't even know what you're listening to, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Yeah, that's right. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. You still there? Hello, hope you're listening.
Oh, I think I heard Hal.
Is that you, Hal?
It is me, yeah.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
We couldn't hear
okay,
you.
Okay, so you introduce Hal?
Well, you introduce Hal.
Hal, are you there? This is Hal Knight?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Hal Knight.
Hal Morning.
Yeah, that's right. It's Hal Morning or Hal Knight?
So tell everybody.
Tell everybody about yourself, Hal Knight.
And thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thanks for joining the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Well, thank you. Good evening, Michael, and good evening to Lynn and also Sheila.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing? I'm calling from Sun City Center, Florida.
And where is this place? What's it called?
Sun City Center. It's kind of like a small version of the Villages. We have 22,000 people in the community.
Small?
And we have several senior centers here. And it's I'm hearing a lot of echo in the background. And
well, you sound great.
You sound great on the air.
Yeah, we don't hear any echo.
We don't hear any echo.
Okay.
Echo, echo, echo.
So anyway, basically we moved here in 2019. I had worked at Freedom Scientific for about 19 years, and I was a member of the Pinellas Council of the Blind. I know you've talked to Eugene, who is our president. I'm still a member of that organization, even though he moved to Hillsborough County. After I retired in 2019, we moved here. And I'm actually working at two community radio stations here. We have a Christian FM station called WGGF. We play contemporary Christian music, and I do a show there Tuesday through Friday mornings from 7 until noon. Work at Sun Radio, it's called. I mean, we play oldies from the 50s through the 90s, and I do a show there Monday mornings from 9 to 11.
You play 50s to 9. That's some call.
That,
50s
that,
to 9.
Yeah, that, quite a range, you know, and I do a doo-wop show there on Friday afternoon.
Doo-wop? That's my, not in my world, doo-wop.
That's your, yeah. We play a lot of that stuff on Fridays, so. And I'm enjoying it. I use a program called Station Playlist Studio, which is very accessible because I'm totally blind, but that program is very accessible. Gentleman wrote scripts for the program. We also have there's a comprehensive tutorial. So if anybody out there is interested in broadcasting, would like to get started, that's a good program to use because it's very accessible. As far as my previous background is concerned, because I basically have been in radio since I was a kid. I started out in high school, we had a junior achievement program back in Maine, and we used to do an hour radio show.
No, you're from Maine?
Yes, yeah, I'm from
it's
Portland.
It's cold. When you say Maine, I freeze here.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons we moved to Florida, because it was getting too cold for my wife. So.
You miss your lobsters?
I do.
How did you get started in radio in Maine?
I was in high school, and I've always been interested in radio since I was a kid. And what I did, we had a junior achievement program, and we did a program on a local radio station, a one-hour show each week. And we had kids, doing everything from selling the advertising to putting the show together and all that. And that was my first taste of it. And then there was a little FM station that needed somebody to run tapes on the weekends. And I did that as a high school kid. And then after I went to college, of course, I worked on the college radio stations. And after I got out of school, I worked at a little station in Brunswick, Maine. And the guy heard me on the air there and offered me a job at a station in Portland, which is a 50,000 watt FM. And I was there. We played country. We were a country format. And basically, I was there 26 years. I did middays for 20 years. I was the music director guy for like 23 years. Wow. And so I was there till 2000. Just 1999 or so, they started doing some, they got bought out by a different company, a larger company, and they started doing some different things. They were putting me on the night shift and, doing double shift things. So I was thinking, well, maybe they're trying to tell me something. So, I had started using JAWS, and then I contacted the folks at Freedom Scientific to see if they might need anybody. And so we moved down to Florida in 2000, and I was in sales and customer service over there for 19 years. And I did a little part-time along the way. I worked for a little radio station in Clearwater for about 3 years. I think your previous show, they used to run your show on that station, WTAN. Anyway, so I retired in 2019, and we moved to Florida, and we found these two radio stations down here, and here I am and really enjoying it.
Well, tell everybody how they can listen and catch you on the air before we say goodnight.
Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, WGGF is one station. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to demonstrate. It's very easy to listen to on your Victor stream.
References.
If you go to
Internet Radio.
Playlist. And you go to
search on
hit the number 6 key to favorites or to
search
on iTunes. You can it says browse by genre. You arrow down, you search by name. You can just type in 9 once for W, G, whoops, got it wrong. twice for 2 G's, and three times for the number 3 for F, and hit enter or hit play, and then it's WGGF anyway. The other station is WSCQ FM, and you can listen to that one by just asking your smart speaker to play WSCQ FM Sun Radio, or you can also do a search on that one using your Victor stream WSCQ. So,
and how often are you on?
On the Christian station, I'm on Tuesday through Friday mornings from 7 till noon, and on the Sun Radio, I have a program with it. They do a fairly short morning shifts, and I'm on Monday mornings from 9 to 11 on that one. And then Friday afternoon from 4 to 6, I have another show, a doo-wop show on the Sun Radio.
Well, I love your voice. He has a nice radio
voice. We love your voice.
Michael, you're going to have to tune into his doo-wop show.
What time is your doo-wop show on?
Four to 6 on Friday afternoons.
I will have to listen.
How? Send it out to the FCB list, and or send it to me, and I'll share it on the
FCB. Oh, thank you. Okay, we'll do. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. You guys have a great night.
Pleasure talking to you.
It's a pleasure for me as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
that you, was Hal Knight from Sun City, Florida.
Nice. That's nice. Okay, Chris, if you can hear me, I understand we have a caller that has an answer to Michael's trivia before we go to our next guest caller.
Who's on the line?
Yes, we do. We have the one and only Miss Holly from Kissimmee, Florida. Holly.
Oh, now you're saying it like Michael.
I know.
Who is it now? Holly?
Holly.
Yep. Holly from Kissimmee.
Holly, loud and mild and clear.
Otherwise, Kissimmee. What?
Yes, I'm calling to answer the question.
Is that Holly? Which question,
yes?
Holly? Which question am I talking about? Which question?
The one called You're a Depth.
Oh, yes, you remember. Very good. Very good. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Wow.
That's right. You're getting
you.
A $10
exciting.
Gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. That's right.
Eurojet. That's not for a woman, though. It's for, as far as I know, it's for a man. It might be for women, too, but I don't know about that. All I know is for men. It might be for women, too.
Yes,
that I don't know.
It's for men.
Yeah. You know about it?
Yeah.
Holly, you know about it?
Telling us about it.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
So it takes the pain from a 10 to a 0. It's amazing.
All right, Holly, give her information.
Thank you for calling in, Holly. Thank you. That's
so
Holly.
You send me my gift card?
Send me Florida.
Yes, ma'am, Holly.
To, we'll put you on hold. And
hold
we'll
on one moment, Holly. Yeah. Don't hang up, all right? I'm going to get your information.
Don't hang up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Okay. So can we go to our last guest caller for the night, last guest caller? I just ran in. If I sound out of breath, I just had to let Miss Green back in the house. Then we're going to welcome our guest. Okay. We'd now like to welcome back Bob and Aaron Willman, and they are the founders of White Cane Coffee.
White Cane Coffee, the only coffee you can drink.
Right.
That's right. Bob, you there? Aaron, you there?
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. So tell us about White Cane Coffee, folks.
A lot of people don't know. We get so many new listeners every week. Tell them about White Cane Coffee.
Well, hey, White Cane Coffee, it's organic. It's fair trade. We ship all over the United States. We're the only company that has Braille on all its packaging, which is a first. So one of the things is it's micro roasted, so you always know it's fresh. It's not something that's been sitting on a store shelf or in a warehouse for the past 6 months to a year. When we ship your coffee, you know it was just roasted and it's coming to you fresh.
Bob, can I ask Aaron? Aaron, why don't you tell everybody why you started the company? What was your inspiration, your motivation to start it?
I started White Cane Coffee after having a very bad day due to the frustration of not being able to be hired due to my disability. And so me and my dad, we started brainstorming just to sort of calm me down. And we came upon this idea of a coffee company where we would hire disabled people, because if I'm not getting hired, then other people with disabilities aren't getting hired. And we just kept sort of workshopping this idea for a couple of weeks until we realized that we were actually doing it.
That's great. Listen to this. Yep.
And Bob, this is Sheila. I have had many of your and Aaron's coffee, and I love your coffee. Tell the listeners what you've got coming up for the fall flavors, because I know you guys do different flavors.
Yep, absolutely. We figured out probably coming on the 1st of September, we're looking at having our pumpkin spice, harvest spice. What's the other flavors we had?
I think it was maple pecan.
Maple pecan.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's real popular. Our cinnamon vanilla is, as always, it's good year-round, but that's one that seems to do very well in the fall. And we'll have that in K-cups. And in a half-pound packaging, it's already ground, ready to go. It's always something new. Things we have out right now is we have our cold brew packs, which is already filtered and made up for people, especially because we try to develop our products that work very well for the blind and visually impaired community, because we all learned Aaron doesn't measure very well. So what we did was we created...
Neither do I.
We created it so it's all ready to go. You just take the filter pack, you put it in a quart of water, stick it in your fridge. 24 hours later, take it out, and it is ready to go.
Bob,
are you
talking about my kitchen? If I have to have that every single day, every 24 hours, I make it, and it's just as simple as you said. Yes, I'm sighted. But it's just as simple as you said. You just tear open the package, throw that thing in the water, fill it up in your container and quart of water. And the next day, it takes the filter out and it's great. Pour it over ice and a little creamer. Oh my gosh, right, Michael? I don't go a day now without my iced coffee from White Cane Coffee.
If anybody has any questions for Bob or Aaron,
407-894-1680.
You know, I'll tell you something, Bob. This is Michael.
No.
In 19, listen, this is a funny story about iced coffee.
Oh, yeah, that is.
My mother, may she rest in peace, back in the early 90s, she only wanted iced coffee. So every time we went to a restaurant, she always asked for iced coffee. And everybody says, we don't carry iced coffee. My mother says, you don't understand. All you do is put it in ice. The coffee in the ice, you can, it's like iced tea. They all thought my mother was nuts. And I'm telling you, we were traveling back in the early 90s. I was sighted and I was driving. We used to go up to Maryland and we would stop at different places. We must stop at one place in Georgia. They almost threw us out. My mother,
it was
Waffle House. They almost threw my mother out. Because my mother was like me with a mouth. My mother kept on saying,
do you know where you got it from?
My mother's in the 80s at that time. And she said, you don't understand, iced coffee, it's just like iced tea. What's the big deal? Nobody in those days knew about iced coffee. It's amazing. Nobody served it. Now you got great, great iced coffee. My mother would be, if she was alive, it would be unbelievable. She wouldn't believe it.
Well,
it's a different process by doing it this way because you don't, it's not getting watered down by pouring hot coffee over ice. You know,
yeah, this is just a packet. It's all ready to go. You just throw it in the, just pour the water over it in the container and leave it.
Right. Yeah. And, but iced coffee wasn't a big deal back in the 90s.
No, now it's the in thing.
Yeah, exactly. Back then nobody knew from iced coffee. Iced tea, they all knew, not iced coffee.
It's every afternoon around our place. I mean, it's just something we just always have. It's, you know, we have our hot coffee in the morning or whatever, but in the summertime, it's starting to get hot. And I'll tell you, it's cold, it's refreshing. You get that incredible coffee flavor along then with either whether it's a mocha or a French vanilla or any of the other flavors that you have. The peppermint patty is really popular. Because you get that nice peppermint bite with that chocolate undertone.
Yeah, Michael, your mother was ahead of her time.
That's right.
So, Aaron, what do you do there? Are you in the office? Did you help out in the warehouse? No, I don't want to call it the warehouse, but the assembly area where you put all the coffees together for packaging?
She's the boss with the hot sauce.
I know she's the boss, but I thought
she's the boss with the hot sauce.
I'm the boss too, but I do everything. So what do you do?
I still help with the packaging. I help out with boxing K-cups. I'll actually be putting on cold brew packets into their little sleeves. I proofread all the Braille because no one else can read it.
Oh, wow. That's important. That's really important.
That's really important.
Yeah,
very important. Yeah,
I don't read Braille, so when we do it all up, it goes through the quality assurance. That's where Aaron makes sure we're putting the right labels on and you know the Braille with that. But what's nice is when people call us up and they sit there and they go, "This is incredible! I can buy three or four different blends, and when they arrive, I know what they are because I can now read the labels because there's Braille on it."
Isn't that nice?
That's what it's all about.
Bob, can I ask you a question? Because I am a blind coffee drinker, and I do read Braille, but have you been able to make your labels on your packages to where anybody's barcode readers can read them as well?
You're talking about I'm using, what is that software?
Well, there's the ID Mate, and then there is the barcode readers on several different apps on the iPhones and the Androids.
Right. Yeah, a lot of our labels are both. I mean, they are Braille and visual, for the sighted community.
Right. But all right, so let's say I'm a blind person. Mm-hmm. I cannot see your label, and I don't read Braille.
Yeah, that's something we need to work with because a lot of times with the barcode it's being able to program the barcode into whoever's reader because there's millions and millions of barcodes. So I'm not exactly sure how that software works. It's something we have looked at. When we were down at the NFB convention, they had some things that hooked on your glasses that would read labels and things like that. And I thought that was really cool technology. So like I said, we're always.
Well, I think you need to. Yeah, reach out to Envision America and see if there isn't a way you can get your barcode to match up with the ID Mate Summit and the Quest and all that, because, you know, there are a lot of blind people, unfortunately, that cannot read Braille.
Oh, I know, and that's the sad part, because, you know, we do hear of movements where people are going, well, why do people need to learn Braille? We have technology that does everything for them.
Not always.
Then why do I need to learn to read, is my theory,
yes.
If I have something that'll read it for me.
Right.
Reading is fundamental. That is independence.
Yep. Is what Amen. The world is. Amen.
So, Bob, why don't you tell everybody who's listening, if they're interested in buying some coffee from White Cane Coffee, how they can access the website or your phone number?
Okay, not a problem. You can go to whitecanecoffee.com. That's C-A-N-E, because you'd be surprised how many people don't know what a white cane is. I know everybody on your show does, but for other people who are listening, they, you know, we have people coming all the time and goes, what is this white cane about? And then they look at the sign and go,
so, well, you know, we didn't know either until Michael lost his sight. So it's understandable.
So a lot of it is the educational aspect right. of what we do. But it's great that not only the blind community has embraced White Cane Coffee, but the sighted community has also, because they understand really what we're up to here, which is to bring independence to people so that they, you know, and that it's a basic skill, shopping for yourself.
Right.
But anyway, back to what you were asking. It's whitecanecoffee.com, or where you can call us at 814-218-2837, and we'll walk you through the ordering process. We can take care of everything. Just call us up, tell us what you want. We'll take care of your order, get it filled, and we ship out the same day, and we ship out priority mail. So usually people get it within 2 to 3 business days, depending on the postal service at any given moment. But we make sure that we get your order right out to you as fast as we can.
And folks, if you didn't get all the information, it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look it up. It's there, White Cane Coffee.
On our sponsor page.
It's on our sponsor page, whitecanecoffee.com. I'll repeat, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Hey, listen, we got a call on the phone line. We have a call on the phone line.
Okay, I just want to ask Bob something before we take the caller. Bob, I hope you'll continue to make the cold brews, even though it's cold outside, or no?
No, yeah, we'll be making that all year round, because we do have people who live in the South, and from what I've been told, it does get warm down there, even in January.
Yeah, it does. please keep making, because I have to have it. We have a caller for you. Let's see who it is. Oh, Sherry from Orlando has a question.
Sherry from Orlando would like to talk to you. Sherry, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Bob. I've bought coffee from you several times, and it's awesome. Would you guys ever consider marketing just the beans? I know people who have coffee grinders, and they want the beans. Is that a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What you do is, if you make your order online, leave in the comments section you want it in whole beans, and we fill that. Or, like I said, give me a call at 814-218-2837. Tell us what you want, and we'll make it so you get what you
have ordered. Good, because I have friends who use those, and I want them to try it, but they're like, we don't want it ground. We want the beans. So, cool.
Wow,
all right.
They're ambitious.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right, we're going to say goodnight to Bob and Aaron.
Bob and Aaron, thank you so much for coming on.
And be well up there in Erie, Pennsylvania, please.
Not Erie, it's Warren.
Oh, I said,
Warren,
why did I say Erie? It's near Erie. Sorry
it's
about Erie. That, Bob.
Warren, Pennsylvania, Warren.
You know, it's always a pleasure hearing from you guys and coming on your show, and we thank you for everything you guys do down there for the blind community nationwide, not just there in Orlando, but nationwide. Blind and Beyond is what it's all about.
You're
Thank you so
welcome.
Much, Bob.
Take care up there in Warren.
It was nice meeting you guys.
That was Bob and Aaron from White Cane Coffee.
Okey-doke.
Great coffee, by the way. Delicious.
I knew that, Warren. Why did I say Erie?
By the way, folks, it's time for trivia.
Well, you don't have
trivia time. Now, this trivia.
That's yours.
This is one of mine.
Your selection.
Let me put this way
to you.
This is a good one. Okay. It's an oldie but goodie.
I actually watched the video.
The voice you might recognize, but I will tell you right now, back then he had a different name. So let's see if you know it.
Here we go. Tell me who's singing the song. 407-894-1680.
Come on, Peggy. It's so me too, right? Voice long time ago. 407-894-1680.
Well, if Chris was like me, he was up dancing. Yeah, it was really something to watch him.
This person, that was his first song that he ever recorded, and it became a huge, huge hit. Who am I talking about? It made him famous.
Hard, it was hard to find a version for Chris to play where he wasn't introduced by the MC.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. Anybody know that voice? That song?
And it's really hard because most of it was music.
Instrumental, yes.
Yeah. So it's hard to say, well, nobody's singing. So come on, somebody out there knows.
That's the song I met him on.
All right.
Where's Hal?
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, right. Where's Howie? Well, he can't guess again.
Oh, okay.
All right,
yeah,
so
he already won tonight.
We have Peggy, we have John, no, we have Peggy, Karen, John, cat, dog. I don't
know.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Peggy.
It came in that order, Peggy, Karen, John. I'm trying to remember which phone line was which, though.
They're keeping you busy with the phone.
I know.
You got Peggy, Sue, and you got Karen, John.
Right. I got Peggy, John, Karen, and John.
You got Peggy, you got John, and Karen.
No, it's Karen and John.
Stop. I'm already confused.
Karen and John.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really confused.
All right, okay. Michael, just be quiet and let Chris do it.
Yeah. Okay. So who's first on second?
We got Peggy. Peggy, you're on the air.
Peggy. Okay, let's take Peggy.
Okay.
Do you know who's singing that song, Peggy?
It's Stevie Wonder when he was very young.
But I got a question for you. You're almost right. But what was his first name? That's the name that was on the record.
What do you mean almost right? She just guessed it. 99%.
But she left out a word.
So tough.
She left out a word on the record.
Oh,
that's where they first came out.
That's right. That's right. He was known as Little Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie Wonder.
He was known as Little Stevie Wonder. He was only 12 years old. That's when I met him. 12 years old. He played the harmonica. He played the drums. He played everything. 12 years old, he did everything. And so, when I met him, he was tall.
Oh, okay.
He's 12.
All right,
you put him on a record.
Peggy,
you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Peggy.
Congratulations.
$10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Peggy, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
I thought he was older on the stage.
No, 12.
All right, Peggy, hold on. Don't hang up.
I will.
All righty, we're going to go and talk over to, I believe, Karen. It was Karen.
Karen?
Nope, it was Karen. Karen just disconnected. All right.
Oh, we never talked to Karen before.
Wanted to say hi.
All right, Karen was
from
Philadelphia.
Karen was from Philadelphia. Karen.
Maybe she'll call in next.
Karen, I would have loved to talk to Karen from Philadelphia.
All righty.
Karen.
So let's go to our good friend up in Clint, Indiana. Clint, Indiana, and talk with the one and only John. John, how you doing?
John.
I'm doing John fine, too. Chris,
hi. Hi, John.
Hi there. Excuse me. Hi, Michael. Lynn.
How you doing, John?
Hi,
John. I'm doing pretty good right now. Since I talked to you last, I turned another year older.
There you go. Well, it's good. You turned another year older. Yeah,
I had a birthday on the 17th of July. I turned 78.
There you go. There you go, 78.
A belated happy birthday.
Yep. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. That was Little Stevie Wonder, but I heard you already had the winner. Somebody else got it.
Yeah, we got it. Yep. Well, thank you so much, John, for calling in. Thanks for listening.
We know you.
Appreciate
I'll
it.
Be calling again.
We'll be calling again. I know you, John. Thanks for calling in.
I got my card for back on July the 5th.
What? They've all been out.
Everything's going out. You sure?
Everybody's just gone out.
You have to check.
We'll check. I haven't gotten it.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying they all went out.
We'll check. Make sure July 5th went out to him.
I promise you'll get it, John.
We'll check.
I told Chris there a while ago it was Toby Keith that was singing the song. I remember that, but we've been watching the mail and haven't gotten it yet.
Okay.
So.
We'll check on it. Everything's going out, so we'll have to check with the oversight.
Anyway, you stay safe, Michael.
You too. Stay well.
Hope your operation comes out okay on Wednesday or whatever you have to do.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, John. We've got to run. We've got only 2 minutes left.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you,
too.
And Karen, Philadelphia. Next time, hold. We'd like to talk to you. I miss anybody from Philadelphia, especially. Being from Philadelphia, I'd like to talk to you, Karen.
Before we say goodnight and say goodnight to Sheila and Chris, I'd just like to say join us next week, same time, same place, and guest co-host David Hillebrandt will be joining us in the virtual studio, and if we can convince him to bring his guitar, that would be wonderful. Joshua Lucas will be calling in for Angel City Sports. There may be a pandemic, but they're hosting the virtual games, and you don't want to miss that. And don't forget, if you need PPE supplies and you prefer that they're manufactured in the USA, Justin Bloyd from RB Medical will be calling in.
And he's at Real McCoy's, too.
He'll fill you in all about it. And
what's it called? N95. N95. He's at Real McCoy's.
So another busy, busy show next week. We'll be here live. And Sheila Young.
Great. Thank you, Sheila Young, for being on today. And Chris Shaw, thank you for doing the show. And Lynn, thank you for being my nurse and co-host and producer and all the rest. Thank you for being my wife. I love you so much. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you for having us in your home.
You made it, Michael.
Thank you so much. Love you all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right, Chris, thank you. Let's say good night. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.